Time now for the CJHL Report. The Canadian Junior Hockey League brings together 132 teams in the 10 Junior A leagues involving over 3,000 players from right across the country. This week's guest won a silver medal as an assistant coach on Team Canada East at last month's World Junior A Challenge in Dawson Creek, BC. And next week, he's one of the coaches at the CJHL Top Prospects game. Joining us now is the head coach of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League's Timmins Rock, Corey Beer. Corey, welcome to the show. Great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on, Junior. I appreciate it.
So what was Dawson Creek like? What was that experience of the World Junior A Challenge?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. I think you look at the high-end talent that's on display year after year, that tournament. My experience the year before, Vasily Podkolzin goes 10th overall. You get the Jones boy out of the States that goes 31st. I mean, it's a world-class tournament. And then this year, you look at the way we kind of got through that preliminary round and suddenly upset the States in the semifinal game there, and then playing the Russians in double OT. It was pretty incredible.
Okay, so that's an international event. I get it. It's a world-class stage. Now you're going to the CJHL Top Prospects game. How is that going to change? Obviously, it's just one game, and it's all kids from the CJHL, but how is it different in terms of from a scout's perspective?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that, you know, it's a bit of an all-star game sort of thing. You get all these guys together, and I think the fortunate thing for a lot of these players is that, you know, we had a bunch of them at the World Junior A Challenge, so there's some familiarity there. But I think you get these guys in that little small game like that, and you see the skill on display. And I think more than anything, that's what these scouts want to see, is these guys that are kind of thrust into a situation where they're not comfortable with, and to see how they perform at a high level. And, just speaking from my end, the guys that were on the Canada East roster and now on this Team East here, I mean, there's a lot of talented young 17-year-old players here. And, it's exciting for myself. It's exciting for them. And really can't wait to get things started.
In conversation with Corey Beer, the head coach of the NOJHL's Timmins Rock. As we mentioned, you were also an assistant coach for the silver medal winning team Canada East at last month's World Junior A Challenge in Dawson Creek. How big is it for you and other coaches, your fellow coaches, to get an opportunity to take part in events like this as you're developing your own coaching career?
Yeah, it's pretty special, and really, going through it the year before and kind of getting my foot in the door that way. And, you know, for myself here, this is, you know, my first head coaching gig up here in Timmins, and, loving every minute of the northern weather up here too. But yeah, it's one of those things that coming back this season, getting a better understanding of what the tournament was about, how much emphasis is put on from a scouting perspective, and how important it is to the NHL draft, and then really understanding that, you know, there's guys from all across the country here, whether it be Team West or Team East, and really trying to hone your own craft, and this is a bit of a reward that way. And I can't thank the staff enough. Mark Grady, Marty Dagenet, those guys are incredible, the way they included me. And it's something that I'll forever remember. That was very special 2 weeks there.
You mentioned this is your first head coaching job in Timmins. You were an assistant coach with the OJHL's Cobra Cougars that won the national title back in 2017. What was that experience like?
Yeah, it was pretty wild going up against Kyle McCarr there with the Brooks Bandits.
Yeah.
What a great team they have. And, you can see why at 17, 18 years old, how special that kid was going to be later on in his career now. And it was pretty neat. It was something that, you get the sense that we were building something special there in Coburg. And then to cap it off the way we did, and working with guys like John Drews and Brent Tully there, and Adam Yon and Ken Scott, it was pretty special. That was a pretty cool moment. And even at the tournament, doing it the right way and only having the one overtime loss against Penticton, it made you feel like we deserved that trophy as much as we were the host of it.
Now, the community obviously is taken to you guys. Timmins leads the entire NOJHL in attendance, and really not by a small margin. You're almost double the league average on a nightly basis. Tell me about the community fan base there.
Second to none, really. It's pretty special. I remember my first year here, and we might not have had the type of season we wanted to have early on there, and we had a good second half and whatnot, but if the power play's stalling, you go to the grocery store there and you're getting ambushed, and every person around town's telling you to shoot the puck, and They're passionate about it. They love it. It's their little niche here that they can take care of, and they put a lot of pride and energy into that too. And I think it's for our players too. It's such a great thing to be able to play in front of 1,000 fans every night, and they know what they're talking about too. So for our guys there, it's something that they can feed off of. You get the energy in the crowd going, and it's certainly a home ice advantage for us when we play at the McIntyre Arena.
And you're giving them something to cheer for. Timmins is ranked 8th on the CJHL Top 20 rankings for 2020 so far. Tell me about the team's success.
It's been good so far. You know, you don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves here, but it's been a good season. We're a pretty offensive team. We take care of the puck pretty well. Our goaltending's been outstanding. We got the two guys that are tied for the league lead in shutouts, and it's just been one of those years that kind of everything's coming together. We got a couple returning guys from last year who were a little bitter about the way things ended last year. We lost to the eventual champs in Hearst, and kind of some unfinished business. And we've had a great recruiting class with Kevin Peaver, our GM, bringing guys in. It's been a good start so far.
Well, Corey, congratulations on all your success. Good luck in next week's Top Prospects game. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thanks for having me on, Gino. I appreciate it.
That was Timmins Rock head coach Corey Beer. And that wraps up this week's CJHL Report, the Canadian Junior Hockey League. Your future is here.